You know the way the world works. You either don't pay for your entertainment, but you have to listen to ads, or like HBO, Showtime, movies in the theater, or any concert you see, you gotta pay. Then you don't have ads. Well, guess what? This podcast doesn't have ads. So you're getting a deal, man. No ads, and you don't have to pay. So what's fishy about that? Come on, guys. Become a patron of this program by going to patreon.com/Steve Charney. And for $1 a month, there's your price of admission. What a deal. Patreon, patreon.com/Steve Charney. And become my hero.
You caught us. It's Conversations with My Dummy. I'm Steve Charney. You're not, which is lucky for you, man, because it's exhausting being in my head all the time. But I get all the pressure out by doing this podcast, so lucky me. My guest today is, again, Bob Berman, great astronomer and popular author of books such as Secrets of the Night Sky, Cosmic Adventure, and so many others. He has this ability to make complicated concepts related to the cosmos and nature easy and fun to understand, and he has a great sense of humor, too. We've already, in past podcasts, done Mercury and Venus, so today it's the Earth's turn. We'll keep going until we get to Neptune. We're not doing Pluto because, duh, it's not a planet. So, Harry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Steve. Nice socks you got on.
Hey, don't make fun of my socks.
I just said...
I know what you said. You think it's funny because my socks aren't matching.
Well, it's true. Argyle doesn't match too well with bright orange.
Is it my fault that I don't have any more matching socks in my sock drawer? I know it's the third day I've come to work without matching socks, but what can I do? Someone is kidnapping my socks!
Right. Sure. Someone is going to kidnap one crummy sock. If they're going to do it, they're going to take both of them. The full pair.
I don't know what to say. All I know is I now have 20 pairs of socks and not one match.
Well, have you ever thought that maybe your socks have run away?
They're too limp to have run away.
I've seen some of your socks, Steve. You wear them 3-4 days in a row. They start stiffening up after a while.
Why would my socks run?
Well, actually, they wouldn't be running, would they? They hop. But you'd hop, too, if you had to live under the same conditions. Your sock drawer is like a ghetto. You force them to all live together, cramped up against each other. There's no ventilation, no light. In the summer, they swelter. In the winter, they freeze. And then when they do end up on your feet, do you wash first? No. They gotta put up with that? It's terrible life being a sock of yours. Some of your socks have holes in them as big as your head.
Well, of course my socks have holes in them. Otherwise, how could I put my feet in?
Oh, sure. Joke around. And in the meantime, your poor socks are pounding the pavements somewhere in the big city, homeless and hungry, hoping without hope that some nice, rich foot is going to pick them up and wear them. But who wants a bachelor's sock? It was only out of desperation that they left in the first place. You and your golf socks.
Why do you call them golf socks?
Because they have 18 holes in them.
Now who's making the jokes?
I have to joke. For when I see the tragedy of it all, I'm left with no other alternative.
You could cry.
How can I cry? This is a comedy show. Crying is left for later. And the immensity of this travesty weighs heavily on my shoulders as I lie in that trunk alone and destitute.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that you don't treat your socks well, and that's why they split.
What about the other half of the sock? Why does one half stay and one leave?
You lost the coin toss?
Well, as bad as it is in my sock drawer, it can't be half as bad as it is out on the road, homeless and alone.
I agree. And they probably want to come home. But by now, they're scared.
What do you mean?
They're afraid you're mad at them. They'll come home and you'll relegate them to rags or stick them in the back of the drawer and never wear them. The equivalent of going to jail for a sock.
You think so?
Sure.
What can I do?
Advertise. Tell your socks that all is forgiven.
That's a good idea. I'll give them amnesty. If they choose to come home, there'll be no questions asked, no matter the color or creed, whether Argyle gym socks or flippers. Free housing and laundering will be provided for all. This is my decree. Let all socks be alerted.
Flippers? Wouldn't they be in the shoe category?
I always keep my flippers in the sock drawer. Well, one flipper. The other disappeared 2 months ago.
So, this is the official announcement. Steve Socks, all is forgiven. Come home. Now let's hope they listen to the show.
Oh, they listen, Harry. They listen.
And as promised, Bob Berman has joined me on the show. Bob Berman, how are you doing?
Great. Steve
Good.
Charney. Bob is an astronomer. He works out of the Hudson Valley, has an observatory, Overlook Observatory, teaches some wonderful classes, which I've taken. They're very enlightening and a lot of fun, very interesting. Also, you're a personal friend of mine. And Harry's. Bob is joining us now because we're doing a continuing series on the planets. We've dealt with Mercury and Venus, and now as we move out away from the sun, our next planet is...
Earth.
And glad to be here, Steve. Earth is a beautiful planet, and even though there are lots of watery worlds in the universe, you know, there are strange places throughout the universe. We talked about how odd Mercury and Venus are, and we'll speak about the other weird places, but one thing that's not weird is water, because we get whole worlds that are just made up of solid ice. For example, some of the moons of Jupiter are just solid ice. They're larger than planets. They're larger than Mercury or Pluto, but if you dug down 1,000 miles, just ice. So we see water, ice, steam throughout the universe. It's a very common compound. So the fact that the surface of Earth is covered with so much water is not strange, and it's not unusual. What maybe makes us so unusual is the fact that we've only got, when we look in the night sky, we've only got two disks, two circles, the sun and the moon, right? Everything else just look like dots. The planets, to the naked eye, just look like little dots. The stars look like dots. And we've got these two circles. But both appear exactly the same size. The sun is actually 400 times larger than the moon, but it's also 400 times further away. And it's this very weird coincidence that allows those beautiful total solar eclipses to happen, where the moon just perfectly covers up the sun, covering up the bright photosphere that blinds our vision of the beautiful corona. But it's not too big so that it covers up that outer corona. This, maybe more than anything else, makes the Earth unique among all the planets. And of course, it's unique for one other reason. We're here. It's the only planet in the known universe with life.
And it's also a coincidence how all the famous people who were born on this planet always seem to be born on holidays.
Right. I never noticed that, but it's true. It shows a lot of coincidences.
I don't think that's true on any other planet.
That's right.
Yeah. And also, it's the only planet in the solar system that takes 365 days for a whole year. We've been talking about, for instance, on Venus, we found that a day is actually longer than a year. And on Mercury, it's just a year is a little bit longer than a day. On Earth, quite a difference.
Yeah, it's the only place where you'd have as many birthdays as you do. So if you like having birthdays at about the same interval that you're used to having them, then this is a good place to stay.
Good. I'll stay here. And I hope you join me. Thanks a lot. Bob Berman, helping us learn a little bit more about the planets in our solar system. Next time we talk about Mars, right?
Mars.
Next planet out.
An intriguing planet.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Harry has pointed out that none of my socks match anymore, but he says the condition of my sock drawer is so horrendous they decided to strike out on their own, hoping to find some sympathetic foot that'll wear them. They don't realize it's a suicide mission. No one is going to take on one sock. You need a pair.
Yes, but we mentioned on the show here that all is forgiven. If they want to come home and join their twin brothers and sisters in the sock drawer, there'll be no consequences.
We're granting full amnesty. While we're waiting for the socks to return home, I'm going to get a soda.
All right, Steve. Hurry back.
Hey, look at this. One of my socks lying out here in the hall.
Bring it in, Steve.
This is great, man. He heard the call to return home. I haven't seen this sock in years. Look at it. It's in terrible shape.
Well, it's probably been lying in the gutter for years.
Well, nothing a little darning and laundry won't cure. And I know its twin will be so happy to see it.
Right, Steve.
Hey, Charlie. Are these your socks in this box?
Louie, man, how did you know?
This cardboard box was found on the front door of the station. They look like your socks.
Yeah, these are my socks. Whoa! I haven't seen this sock since college.
Yeah, well, next time, don't leave your socks in front of the station. It's bad for business.
They're all coming home to roost, Steve.
Yeah, I wonder where these socks have been.
Well, why don't you put them on your hand and turn them into sock puppets? Maybe they'll tell you.
Good idea. I'll just slip this blue cotton one over my hand. Hey, Socky, where have you been all these years? Come on, tell us.
The Yucatan.
You were in the Yucatan?
That's right. It's a long story.
I can't believe you got your sock to talk, Steve.
Shh, he's going to tell a story.
I was in the dryer along with your jeans. Well, you know how static electricity can cause clinging? I clung. You put on your jeans and went out, taking the car into town. I hung on for dear life, but how long can a sock hang? I fell off in the car, and, well, when you got out, you kicked me onto the street. A truck came by and rolled over me, and I stuck to the wheel. That took me as far as Louisville, Kentucky. From there, I tried to head back east, but it was a divided highway, and I couldn't get over to the other side. Before I knew it, I was heading into Mexico. I was eventually found by a young girl who put two buttons on me, braided hair. She stuffed me with cotton and made me a doll. As she got older, she discarded me, and I grew despondent. But I was too afraid to come back. I thought by now you had forgotten about me. But when I heard about the amnesty, I decided to hitch back on the foot of a hobo. Here I am.
Wow, that's quite a story.
I think I hear something at the door, Steve. I'll see if someone's there.
All right.
Hey, look, Steve, another sock! Did you ever own a Bobby sock?
Well, when I was a kid.
Oh, my goodness, look at this! Oh, wow, I've looked at that sock for years. I've been looking for it.
Well, I don't think you can fit in it anymore. Your feet are a lot bigger now.
No, but I still have the other one, hoping against hope that someday this one might turn up behind the washing machine or something, and I could pass it on to my son. It's half of a family heirloom, you know.
You don't have a son.
Then do you want it?
Oh, just what I always dreamed of, wearing your old smelly socks.
Well, let's find out his story, man. I'll put it on my hand and see what he has to say. What do you have to say, Saki?
I don't have anything to say. How long can you go without cleaning under your bed, for Pete's sake? I was stuck between the mattress and the bed frame for the last 20 years, afraid to come out. I cowered there as I watched you grow older. It's only now that you've given a pardon to all your long-lost socks that I screw up my courage and decide to head over to the station and find my long-lost brother.
Well, it just goes to show you. Every sock has a story.
Yeah.
Ah, phone.
You want me to get it, Steve?
No, I will. Hello? Yeah? Uh-huh. Really? Send them back here. Yeah, great. Okay. I'll see you.
Well, what's that all about, Steve?
Socks have been pouring into the station from all over the country. People in the front office have been collecting them in a big box, and they want to know if they can come back here with them.
Well, why not?
Well, that's exactly what I said. Why not?
Here you go! Wow, look at that! There are hundreds of them!
Hundreds? Look, Steve, there are thousands!
I've never seen so many socks. And look, not one matches!
You better run home and get their twins, Steve. They'll want to see them after so many years. It'll be heartwarming. Socks being reunited after being apart from their siblings for so long.
Oh, look at this cute one. I lost it at a wild party during my college days. I took it off to put on some sandals and never recovered it. I'll slip it on my hand. Here we go.
What do you have to say for yourself, Saki?
I want to kiss you.
Oh, it's good to see you, too.
You wore a Dayglo sock once?
Hey, it was college. What do you want from me? I'm going to run home and get my other socks so they can be joined once more.
Now Mama gave me pudding, Mama gave me cake, Mama gave me ice cream on a stick, Mama gave me candy, but all I said was what I wanted, some shortening bread. Now
Mama's little baby loves shortening,
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening,
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Two little children lying in bed.
One was sick and the other half dead.
Called for the doctor. The doctor said,
well, give these children shortening bread.
Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening.
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Mama's little baby loves shortening, shortening.
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread. Tried to clean the floor with a mop and a broom, but the dirt got worse and the floor got ruined.
May came in, what she said,
if you want to clean this up, use shortening bread.
Mama's little baby,
Mama's little baby,
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Mama's little baby,
Mama's little baby,
Mama's little baby loves shortening bread.
Now put on the skillet, put on the lid, put on a batch of shortening bread.
Skipping down, dealing down, dealing down,
skipping down, dealing down, dealing down. Now some like butter, some like jam, some like cheese, and some like ham. I don't care what kind of spread,
as long as it's a top of shortening bread.
Mama's little baby loves 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 shortening bread.
On the desert isle,
Man was trapped, took 3 years before he came back. When they found him, he was almost dead. What he asked for first was shortening
bread. Give me some shortening
bread.
Tell you what's going on. I've given all the socks that I've ever lost amnesty. They're welcome to come home. There'll be no punishment for leaving, regardless of color or creed. They are all entitled to a darning and a washing and a warm place in my sock drawer. And since I've done it, they're all returning. Socks from my childhood. Socks from my college days. Socks from the White House.
The one with the fur on it.
Yeah.
Can it. This is no time for jokes, Dave. We're being serious here.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, I went home and I brought my whole sock drawer back. This way I can match up the socks that have been gone with their twins. They'll be so happy to be reunited.
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
What do you mean?
I have a good idea, Steve. You've been putting some of these socks on your hand and turning them into sock puppets so they could tell their story of where they've been, right?
Right.
Why don't you put a twin on each hand and let's see how they feel about being together again.
Ooh, that is great. It's like the old TV show, This Is Your Life. They'll cry, they'll blubber, they'll be so happy about seeing each other again, they'll fall into each other's arms weeping.
They don't have arms.
Well, they have something. Whatever it is, they'll fall into it. I'll put this blue sock with embroidered fish on this hand. Here. And its twin on this hand. Okay. Let's see what they have to say to each other.
Joe, it's me, Fred, your long-lost brother. I came back.
Don't talk to me, you creep.
Uh-oh.
But, Joe, I missed you. I brought you back a present. Some lint.
I sat in that sack drawer for years, faithful and loyal to Charlie's foot. It wasn't pleasant, it wasn't fun. In fact, it stunk. But did I decide to leave and go gallivanting around the country? No, I had my responsibilities. I knew where I belonged. And now, after being a gadfly for years, you think you can just come back and all is forgiven? I don't think so. I wouldn't be caught dead on a matching foot with you.
Hey, you're not alive.
So neither are you. Keep out of this.
But, Joe, I did it all for you. The fast shoes, the loose shoelaces, the big boots in Vegas. It was all for you.
I'm taking these socks off my hand. It's getting too depressing. I thought they'd be happy to see each other.
Live and learn.
I'll put this one over here and this one over here so they don't have to, you know, communicate. Hey, wait, I'll put these socks on. They like each other. Two gray argyles, left over from when I worked in an insurance office for a month. Going on the right hand. Okay, they're facing each other. What do you two have to say to each other?
How dare you leave me for all those years? You back.
Why, you take that.
I'll kill you. I tell you I'll kill you.
Put a sock in it.
Steve, stop fighting. Stop fighting with your hands.
I can't get my hands apart. These socks are going at it like sumo wrestlers.
I'll pull them apart. Stop it, boys. Stop it. Ow. One just hit me.
I'm taking these socks off my hand. Harry, help me.
Okay, Steve. There we go.
Oh, man. Oh. We've got a problem.
Well, maybe if you actually wore the socks on your feet instead of on your hands, they'd get used to each other.
Oh, that's a good idea. Take the ones I have on off. They're not matching anyway. And I'll slip these wool socks that I bought a few years ago onto my feet. This wool one took off a week after I bought them. All right, get the other one. Yeah, they fit nicely. Now, can you two get along, please?
They look like they're doing all right.
Yeah, I'll just walk around the studio a little. Oh, ow! Look, Harry! They're at each other's throats!
Socks don't have throats.
Whatever! They have their atom! I can't get my feet apart! They hate each other!
The socks that stayed are resentful.
It's not right! Why can't we all just get along?
I have a great idea, Steve. Socks can't resist a dance. Let's play a dance tune. We'll have a sock hop. That'll make them forgive and forget.
Hey, that's a great idea. I can't walk. I can't even stand up. As soon as I do... Ow! Ow! Put that CD on right there.
Okay, Steve. You got it. Here we go. Yeah, that light's cooking. Steve, what are you doing?
I can't help it, huh?
I've got to dance! The socks! They're dancing on their own! Look, the socks are all getting up, finding their partners! They're all starting to dance!
Sock it to me!
My socks are finally happy!
It's a sock hop!
Pretty much everything on Conversations with My Dummy is done by me, Steve Charney, though today's podcast was written with Kelly Kenyon, and I want to thank Bob Berman. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and on my YouTube channel, which has lots of videos of me and Harry, and of course on, hello, Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. My website, SteveCharney.com. That's where you find information about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio. Oh my goodness, it goes on and on. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Like the page. And you can find them on Twitter, too. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man.
That's right.
And Steve.
What?
Why are boogers such difficult diners?
I don't know why.
Because they're so picky.